Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, March 15th, 2018. Welcome to Day 420. Robert Mueller subpoenaed the Trump Organization to turn over documents related to Russia and other topics that he's investigating. The New York Times says the subpoena was delivered in recent weeks and is the first known order directly related to Trump's businesses. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal and CNN are reporting that a lawyer for the Trump Organization filed documents to keep Stormy Daniels from talking about her alleged affair with Trump. A demand for arbitration document dated February 22, 2018, names Jill Martin, a top lawyer at the Trump Organization, as the attorney representing the company that Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, established to facilitate a payment of $130,000 to Daniels. The new documents marked, quote, highly confidential proceeding, end quote, show a direct connection between Trump's company and the nondisclosure agreement that Daniels signed, raising questions about Cohen's previous statements that, quote, neither the Trump Organization nor the Trump campaign was a party to the transaction with Mrs. Clifford. Stormy Daniels' real name is Stephanie Clifford. BuzzFeed, meanwhile, wants to use Michael Cohen's libel suit against them to demand that Stormy Daniels preserve all records related to her relationship with Trump, which includes negotiations, agreements, and payments involving Cohen and the $130,000 payment she received before the 2016 election as part of a nondisclosure agreement that she's now trying to avoid. Politico says Cohen filed a libel suit in January against BuzzFeed and four staffers over the publication of the dossier of allegations about Trump's relationship with Russia. Next, Politico says Trump's lawyers are preparing for a potential interview with Robert Mueller. The attorneys are working out answers to possible questions and negotiating the terms of the interview. Trump's lawyers argue that Mueller must first show that his investigation can't be completed without an interview with Trump. They've also studied the possibility of answering questions in writing. Next, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and Bloomberg are reporting that Trump imposed sanctions on Russian organizations and individuals in retaliation for interference in the 2016 presidential election and other malicious cyber attacks. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin called the cyber attacks, quote, the most destructive and costly cyber attack in history, end quote, having caused billions of dollars in damage in the U.S., Europe, and Asia. The Trump administration, meanwhile, accused Moscow of a deliberate ongoing hacking operation to penetrate the U.S. energy grid, aviation systems, and other infrastructure. The Associated Press, Bloomberg, and Politico are reporting that an alert issued by the Department of Homeland Security and FBI says that since at least March 2016, Russian government cyber actors have targeted government entities and multiple U.S. critical infrastructure sectors, including those of energy, nuclear, water, and aviation. And finally, the Washington Post, NBC News, and CNN are reporting that Trump bragged at a fundraiser that he'd made up facts about U.S. trade relations with Canada during a meeting with Justin Trudeau, insisting that the U.S. runs a trade deficit with Canada without knowing whether or not that was true. Canada and the U.S. calculate the trade balance differently. According to Statistics Canada, Canada runs a surplus, while the U.S. Commerce Department reports a $12.5 billion U.S. surplus. Regardless, Trump doubled down on his claim of a deficit, tweeting, quote, we do have a trade deficit with Canada, as we do with almost all countries, some of them massive, end quote. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. One, the American military acknowledged that U.S. Special Forces were involved in another firefight in Niger in December. Two, Connor Lamb officially won the special House election in Pennsylvania. 3. Paul Manafort asked a federal judge to dismiss 5 criminal charges against him. 4. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu believes that Trump will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal in May. And 5. John Kelly may also be on the way out of the White House, according to congressional and administration sources. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.